Feng Xiaowei knew that this restaurant was the Gong family's property, and instead of going to the guards for help when she was in danger, Gong Xiaoshen brought a group of hooligans to find her who had been drugged. With her intelligence, she quickly understood the reason. The corners of her lips floated a cold smile. It seems that the original owner really couldn't recognize people before. Help! Gong Xiaoshen raised her voice and shouted. Hearing no movement inside, she suddenly stopped shouting and gave a wink towards the rogues behind her. She guessed that Feng Xiaowei should have had a drug-induced episode and was unable to open the door. Smash the door, double the reward. A sinister and jealous smile appeared on her heavily made-up face. She had known Feng Xiaowei since she was a child, but where there was Feng Xiaowei, no one would notice her. Blame it on the fact that you have a better family background than me and look better than me. Stupid you, what makes you get so many good things? Feng Xiaowei was like a pure white rose, and what Gong Xiaoshen wanted to do at this moment was to let someone tear this purity apart and trample it. Boom, 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 the loud knocking sound made Feng Xiaowei couldn't help but frown. The medicine had already started to kick in, leaving her with less and less strength. It looked like they were about to bang on the door, and no one came over with such a loud commotion, so it must be Gong Xiaoshen's deliberate arrangement. This restaurant where the banquet was held, since it was the territory of the Gong family, even if they smashed the door, no one would come to stop it. She didn't have a medical kit with her, nor did she bring anything to defend herself, and was now in a dangerous situation. Think of a way to get out first. Feng Xiaowei knew that this broken door could not hold up for long. If she hadn't reacted quickly to lock the door, it was impossible to imagine what would have happened to her. What should I do? Feng Xiaowei knew that she would definitely not be able to escape by going out now. Where else could she escape to? She glanced at the window, tied up her skirt and moved sharply towards the window. Hiss! So high, she saw that this was on the second floor, and a wall away from each other was the most extravagant hot spring inn on cloud in Longchamp City, with a huge pool not far away. The heavy rain pouring outside made the vision very blurred, making her somewhat unable to grasp the distance between herself and the pool. Couldn't care less, jump. She bit her red lips and prayed in her heart to never jump into the pool, otherwise she would definitely break her leg. The sound of the door being knocked open rang out, before she had already jumped. Where did the person go? You guys find them for me quickly. When Gong Xiaoshen saw that the inside was empty, she was so angry that her body trembled. PFFT, the water splashed up, Feng Xiaowei dipped in the pool water, and her sanity cleared a little. The wet white dress, which clung to her delicate body, outlined a luscious figure. She knew she was pressed for time, in case they came after her, it would be bad. She hurriedly climbed out of the pool, stepped barefoot on the ground, and ran hard. The rain blurred her eyes and she couldn't see the road ahead, the spa inn was too big for her to find her way out. She felt her eyes getting blurred, her feet slipped and she fell into a hot spring pool on the side. Fortunately, the pool was not deep and there was a roof above the pool to shield her from the rain, like a gazebo that blocked the heavy rain. The hazy romantic light reflected the water waves and also the man who was naked in the hot spring pool soaking. Ah, Feng Xiaowei was taken aback when she saw that someone was here. Her head was chaotic and she couldn't see the other person, but there was a reassuring aura about him that made her tense and completely relaxed her nerves. I'm sorry, I got lost. She intermittently apologized and tried to leave the place, but her consciousness fell into a complete blur, falling into his arms and subconsciously hugging him tightly. Hey, lost, that's the lamest excuse I've ever heard. A low, mellow and nice voice, full of an attractive magnetism.